Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
Funnybone, this weekend you can make your reservations desmoines.funnybone.com or you can call 270-2100 on the phone with us. It's Scott Henry. Hey, Scott.
How are you guys?
Welcome. Hey, we're doing good. How you doing?
Well, you know, three or four jackets and, you know, just trying to stay somewhat warm. See, what I like to do whenever I like to go to the places when the weather's the best. You know what I mean? I'm thinking Iowa, why not February or March, you know, maybe even January if I'm crazy. But, you know, so I'm looking, I'm going to go get spray tanned and then I'm coming, you know, then I go to Des Moines. That's how I do it.
Right.
Perfect. Woo. You won't stick out at all.
You're kind of used to it though, because you grew up in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah. I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and, growing up, you know, up there. See, this is the thing too, is we used to hunt. Do you guys hunt?
No, I don't. I did as a kid. I would go with my dad, but I got cold.
I still don't understand the whole thing when you can just go to the store. You know what I mean? It's a little chilly.
Yeah, I was not much for a deer stand at 5 o'clock in the morning when it was dark and freezing. It wasn't
My dad freaked me out, man, because opening morning he shoots a deer. I go running over there. He hands me a buck knife. He's like, "All right, listen up. You cut them from ear to ear, you pull all the guts out." I was standing there like when your dog's getting ready to puke, you know that sound? They're like...
Yeah.
So that was my one time hunting, and then you know that just disgusted my dad even more about me. But that's just the way that it is.
I completely understand. I do. You got your start. I read you got your start because you were working at a factory. Is that right?
I was in a tool and die shop. Yeah, I ended up there. Mostly because of poor planning.
Yes.
But I did work there, and this is a true story. I worked at this place. It was called Ehlert Tool and Die, and it was a good job. It was a good company, too. They made stuff for Harley-Davidson and all kinds of things like that. But I wasn't any good at it, like, at all. Plus, you know, like, getting up at 6 in the morning and all that. You know, work really wasn't my thing. But I used to do impressions of, like, you know, clients that would come through the shop to take a look, and as soon as they would leave, and sometimes they got caught, you know, and do impressions of my bosses. And one time the owner of the company came over and he said, "Hey, me and my wife went to the comedy club downtown, and we both thought of you, so, you know, maybe you'd enjoy something like that." And I went to a show to see a comic named John Mendoza.
Yeah.
And my high school girlfriend at the time, she wasn't in high school. I met her when we were in high school.
Right, just to clarify. Right.
I'm not coming out right now. But she said, "We have open mic nights, you know, every Monday." And she goes, "You should do this. You're funnier than that first guy, you know." And I said, "All right." And then that was 31 years ago.
So that's how they saved on, you know, the unemployment. They they suggested, "Here you go, Scott. You might like over here."
Yeah, that was basically the truth too. And it was an interesting time too, because I got support from some of them, and some of them said, you know, like my boss was like, "You'll be back." But that was, you know, the anomaly, really.
Yeah. Okay.
It was really cool. That was great about Wisconsin, you know.
So did the girlfriend survive the career to this point too, or was she been replaced?
No.
Yeah.
Replaced many times. No, she did. I did see her some years ago, and I did thank her. I said, "Thanks for pushing me in this direction." But she ended up getting married that's a long story. She ended up getting married. And she has kids and everything. So it's all good though. I mean, that's one thing I can say for that relationship. That changed my life for the good.
Because
then I get to go to places like Des Moines, Iowa.
That's right.
Where you will be this weekend. Funny Bone, Scott Henry out there, desmoines.funnybone.com. Anything else you want to let everybody else know before we let you go, Scott?
The great thing about coming to see my show is that you'll have a lot of family stuff. You'll have a lot of relationship stuff. It's all Midwestern based. You know, I can tell you this. If you come to my show every single day at that time that you're there, that's the favorite part of my day. So Let's go have some fun together. I promise you, we'll have a good time.
Yeah, bring your girlfriend. Maybe she'll tell you you're funnier than this guy, and you got a whole new career.
and there's a very good chance of that.
Scott Henry. Hey, Scott, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. You have a good one.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.